After arrests today in a global corruption case, does international soccer need to be reorganized? From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Police in Switzerland today arrested at least six senior officials with soccer's governing body, FIFA. Investigators also seized documents and digital information. The raid follows an investigation by the U.S. Justice Department into corruption that could stretch back for decades. The U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is quoted saying the corruption was systemic and rampant, and the Justice Department could seek extradition to the U.S. BBC Business reporter Theo Leggett has followed soccer's governing organization for about a decade now and joins us from London.
The common factor of all of this appears to be that it concerns the allocation of broadcast rights and marketing rights to do with FIFA's main competitions, which are, of course, the Soccer World Cup and the Soccer Women's World Cup. The allegation here appears to be that some of these defendants were involved in obtaining these rights for themselves and possibly passing them on to other people and profiting in the process. Very serious allegations. And, of course, a handful of these people have pleaded guilty to some of the charges.
FIFA says it's cooperating with the investigation. Now, all of this is happening as the organization was gathered in Switzerland for its World Congress, a kind of annual meeting. But on the agenda was voting to keep the FIFA president on for a fifth term. This is a very famous guy, Sepp Blatter.
Yeah, Sepp Blatter. He's a very, very colorful guy. Now, Mr. Blatter has always said that he's involved with cleaning up FIFA and improving its governance. But the fact remains, you have an organisation that many outsiders describe as dysfunctional, partly because you have more than 200 countries spread out around the world, each of them having a single vote in FIFA's Congress. So it doesn't matter whether you're Jamaica or whether you're Germany, which is one of the hubs of global football or soccer, you all have the same vote. So calls for FIFA to reorganize itself, to look again at the way in which it's governed, they're likely to grow a lot louder as a result of this, I would think.
The BBC's Theo Leggett in London. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, David.
In the U.S., the Internal Revenue Service has announced that hackers have accessed the records of roughly 100,000 taxpayers. The cyber criminals allegedly obtained info by using a feature known as Get Transcript. Reporter Tim Fitzsimmons is in our Washington Bureau with more.
The Get Transcript service is a part of the IRS website where a taxpayer can enter some personally identifying information, like a social security number and a birthday, and then download their tax history. The IRS says it identified about 200,000 suspicious attempts to access data. 100,000 actually got all the way through the multi-step verification process. These criminals would have had to first obtain that personally identifying information about taxpayers, and officials suspect it was stolen elsewhere and sold on the black market. Stolen IRS data could be used to file fake tax returns, though officials say so far they've seen little of that. The IRS blamed the attack on organized crime and maintained that their system wasn't hacked. The criminals basically walked right through the front door.
The IRS has shut down this Get Transcript website temporarily. Taxpayers can request their records through the mail. Also coming in the mail, letters notifying people whose information may have been revealed to the hackers. Complaints against airlines are way up. According to federal transportation officials, March saw a striking 55% increase in annoyed flyers year on year. Blame weather, blame more passengers as the economy improves, blame disorganization. But airlines and airports are promising a better flying experience, at least on the ground. To make this happen, they're pouring billions of dollars into technology. Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta takes a look.
Sunsea Shaw wants an easy journey home to Indiana. So she checked in online and printed her boarding pass before leaving home for Atlanta's International Airport.
I thought that it would save me time so that way I can get through the check-in process quickly and then go on to security and catch my flight.
What's really happening?
I'm standing in line.
A long, chaotic line. Waiting in multiple lines has become synonymous with flying. But developing technology could make it where
there's no lines. You're able to move through the process without having to stop and get in the line and queue for anything.
That's Jim Peters with airport tech company CETA. He says future airports could operate like today's Apple Store. Employees armed with wearables like an Apple Watch will walk around checking you in, sorting out your baggage, and generally keep things moving. Wearable tech will also help to manage staff.
So if you've got too long of lines at one spot, that you could automatically shift staff around, be notifying them via wearable. What do I need to do? Where do I need to be?
Another emerging airport technology, beacons. Roosevelt Council is the CFO of Atlanta's airport.
Beacons are literally data packets that can be delivered to a mobile device.
He says beacons allow direct connections with a passenger's smartphone or watch, giving them updates on gate changes, flight delays, or even a coupon for a neck pillow. And then there's this.
You know, we avoid that real, I think, deal killer and buzz killer, which is the lost bag.
That's Rhonda Crawford, VP of e-commerce at Delta. She says beacons installed in Atlanta are part of a pilot project. Customers can track the progress of their bags through Delta's mobile app, right down to which carousel it's coming down on. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
And concerned about which apps are appropriate for the smartphones of kids? For Android phones, app makers have been doing their own ratings, but later this week, this system of self-assessment could change. Google, which manages the Android app stores, reportedly going to switch app ratings to an outside third party, the International Age Rating Coalition, which in the U.S. includes the nonprofit Entertainment Software Rating Board. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.